Good evening and a warm welcome to the Radiophonic Funk Colleague of the Warren Mention. The ear is always addressed with its preferred sense of attention. It watches at the frontier beyond which the eye would not see anymore. The ear reports about events which cannot be perceived by visual perception, which take place outside of our field of vision or behind our backs or in the dark. While we only doubt the evidence of what can be seen in exceptional situations, the questioning of what is acoustic is ubiquitous. It operates outside of the logic of the visual and the written and cannot be fully gathered nor fully comprehended by it. The sound facilitates participatory moments, and it creates space for exchange, like Jean-Luc Nancy showed in his considerations. It initiates participation, it initiates the passing on, and is contagious. When you share hearing experience, you share history and story. Each medium has its own history, has its stories, and voices were broadcast, made listeners shudder, as if they were dealing with occult powers, where no physical object could be attributed to the spoken world. This magic effect unfolded. The radio enlarged the world of the listening people by a multitude. The sound, which was perceived by the ears, was separated increasingly from its sources. It was now important to learn to distinguish in the noise sound and music, sound and sense, the expression radiophony, which became prevalent in the 20th century, refers to this relationship, this double structure between technology and sound, sending and receiving, machine program, and addresses the hearing experiences in which the sound and the white noise of medium and channel are combined to form an original event. The frontier between human and devices, between sender and receivers, get into new motion. Digitalization again changed the radiophonic devices and shifts the relationships, with still unknown consequences for our audible knowledge. This is why we invited artists, musicians, musicologists, academics, in order to take a look at the possibilities, the conditions, and the future of radiophonic knowledge. The studies not only looks at aesthetic and epistemological, but also at political reasons. The question, what is being perceived and what is being sent, what is being hidden and what is being understood, follows not only technical processes and psychoacoustic habits, but also focuses on the relationships of powers and interests in the radiophonic space. Each broadcast show is a informational piece to rehearse a new form of society, according to Bertolt Brecht. In 5 meetings, the Funk colleague looked at the knowledge of technical mediated hearing in the radiophonic spaces. It looks at the experiences which have been rehearsed in the 20th century. The conventional Funk colleague makes use of the radio in a very similar manner, like we are using the space here in this auditorium. The medium itself needs to be invisible. Not being able to be perceived, the message should be undisturbed by the resistances of the channel. The universal validity of what is being said should be undisturbed by the noise of its production conditions. Freedom, progress, and the aspiration for universal validity are the bodies of resonance of the Western formation of concepts, which reverberate in this architecture. The radiophonic funkolic, in this manner, listens into the mirror in order to be able to talk about itself. And one motive of this concept is the acousmatics. The formation of a listening experience goes back to Pythagoras' students, which were separated from their master, from their teacher, by a curtain in order to just listen to him, not hear him, not seeing him. We're under the impression, as if we could take a perspective to radiophony, which gets back to the first experiences of radios in the last 100 years, after the occult power of the bodiless voices have become taken for granted over the last 100 years, now the topics and contributions of the next days are going to fill the radiophonic space, filled with forgotten, suppressed, unknown possibilities. I want to thank you. I want to thank the artists on behalf of the colleagues with whom I worked. We want to thank the academics, the musicologists, the musicians for their contributions to the organ mentioned. We want to thank the radio experts, authors of the listening space of radiophonic spaces. We're very happy that you reformulate the question regarding the ear as being the organ of hearing, focusing on what normally would be hidden from our senses. Thank you very much.